it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, and in our ever-changing and weaving and meandering effort to be fun, entertaining, but yet also timely, we've got a special guest today.
We do. Jeff Noel from Grace Heartland. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you guys.
Good
nice
to see
be
you
here.
Too. We didn't get to see you on Sunday in person.
Not face to face. We had to do the whole virtual thing.
Yeah.
That was different.
You're literally seeing 100% more of your parishioners right now than you did on Sunday.
Well, if I go by what the actual views were on Facebook, we doubled. We doubled. There was like 2,700 views. Of course, a Facebook view could be they just scrolled past it, you know, but
regardless, they still stopped for a minute.
Yeah.
They still did. That was pretty incredible.
Seeds planted.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. That's cool.
So because of this, you know, all this stuff that's going on with people, you know, social distancing, that's
right.
Why the churches have have shut the doors.
Yeah, but there's a lot, you know, if you would go back a week ago, we were all at the point where we were like, you know, probably joking with each other. We literally were joking with each other, like, you know, there's no way, you know, we'd do that. And then you fast forward to Friday, and it was real. You know, it was our understanding had changed. And thankfully, one of our elders, Tom Husted, serves in the administrative leadership at Hardin Memorial. And so he really helped us understand the whole point of flattening the curve and being conscious of not spreading it. And the big thing for us is, and this is where I think all churches really need to pay attention, is we have to protect our hospital system. And if there is an unknown case that somehow gets exploded within the context of a church or a large gathering, and we all of a sudden just have this overwhelming, situation where there's so many cases that go all on our hospital all at once, well, it will overwhelm our resources. And then they're going to have to, I mean, it could get to the point where, like they've done in Italy, you've got triage and they've got to decide who they're going to give healthcare to.
Right.
Because when it gets bad, it gets bad. I mean, they're, you know, you have to go to ICU, you need respirators and all of those things. So this is really a way to just stop the thing before it really hits us hard and protect one another. And it's funny, you know, because our theme at church this year has been neighbor, you know, being a good neighbor. And I'm just sitting there now watching. I don't know how many times I've heard, you know, secular newscasters talk about, you know, be a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, yeah, that's kind of right. You know, Jesus wasn't messing around.
Right.
Stole that from Grace Heartland.
Well, you know,
we
try
like to
be ahead of the curve.
So. Literally, we are. So now, but because the doors are closed, doesn't mean that people can't worship.
You know, this is interesting because when you look at this and start just projecting forward in terms of like, what's this going to be like afterwards? What we're going to find is a church that is much stronger because, 2 weeks ago, if you would have said, hey, you know, how is your online presence? We would have probably said, well, it's pretty good. You know, comparatively speaking, yeah, it's pretty good, you know, for a church in our venue. But when you get to the point that all you have is online, you think we really need to step up this game. So what I've watched happen in the last 48 to 72 hours is our staff learn how to transition so that, you know, every single program and every single ministry and every single outreach is now looked at as how can we do this virtually? How can we do this online? And man, it's been really cool to watch these people because they're so good and they're so talented and their creativity has just gone crazy. And so we've been in, it's just been constant meetings and producing and they're working like crazy to make this happen. And so because of that, you're going to see some really cool things with materials coming out online being offered that families can do in a homeschool setting, which, oh, by the way, all of a sudden homeschool parents are brilliant. And, you know, right now. And, but it's just, you know, learning how to govern that at home. And so that's what we're going to do. It's what we're doing with worship, you know, gathering and everything.
Well, what do you suggest for communion? You know, for people to be able, because you're going to miss that by not being in the church building.
So, that's something that we've talked about and what we want to incorporate, and we won't do it this week because we hadn't thought through that, is that when you go next time you go to the grocery store, you know, grab some grape juice, grab a loaf of of bread that looks European.
Well, and I saw somebody Cheerios.
Yeah,
somebody used Cheerios over the weekend.
It's I know that it's the fruit of the vine and it's bread, but I think Jesus has a bit of a sense of humor. It's more the act of what you're doing, and I've got a lot of Catholics now who are very angry at me. But the reality is that you just need to understand the heart, and Jesus looks at the heart, and the truth is you can do that at home, because communion is really that. It's a common union and it's a celebration meal, and Jesus is present when we do that. And so we will, in some of our online worship services, have a time where we're going to walk through a time of communion, trusting that they have some form of element at home, so that they can do that. And I do suggest that, when you next time you go to the grocery store, grab some grape juice and grab some bread and just set it aside and use that for your communion and do that as your family. Same thing with offering. We're going to do that as well. We have online stuff that they can do. So
Tom Ingram from First Christian Church said there's tons of tutorials to make the communion loaf at home. And that's something you can do as a family, and you can talk about why we do it this way.
That's
so you've got
idea, right?
Several days between now and Sunday, mm-hmm. and it's, flour and water and salt and maybe a little bit of oil, and you can certainly make your own host at home.
That's a great idea, Brian. Absolutely. So, just make it a whole thing. I love that idea.
We would like to invite you to say a prayer for us this morning, and we really appreciate you coming in and talking with us. Again, this is Jeff Knoll from Grace Heartland, and some great advice, and you and many other churches are offering online versions of worship, and you're still available by phone and would still love to help anybody who's got any questions or needs.
Absolutely. And there's, and I will be glad to pray for you, and pray with you but I just say, many people thought this last week, they saw it as a defeat. It wasn't a defeat. It is something that will strengthen the church in the long run, and we'll come back to the face-to-face. And if the enemy thought that he was winning a victory, he's going to be incredibly surprised on the other side of this storm, where he finds a church that's now strong online and in face-to-face. And guess what? We'll miss each other. So we'll be happy to be together. And the decision to not gather together was one of the most gut-wrenching decisions we've ever had to make.
Yeah.
It is not what any of us wanted to do, but it was the best thing to do to be a good neighbor to our community and lead rather than just react
right.
to everything.
Right, exactly.
So, but I would love to pray. God, you know this situation, and as I've heard many people say and we've said, you weren't surprised by any of this. You were preparing us for this long before it ever happened, and you were putting things into place so that we could responsibly and lovingly address this and care for one another and prepare. And so we know you're in control, and we know that you hold us, and that this is not a time for fear, but it's a time for a lot of faith. And it's a time to press into you and to rest on you. We do know that there is one who will be caught by surprise, and that's the enemy. And that those things that he meant for harm in the end will turn out to make a stronger church with a bolder outreach and an incredible ability to touch people now, both virtually and literally, all across the globe and in a much stronger way. So, Lord, we do pray for our community. We pray that you would just overwhelm it with a sense of your presence. And even people that don't know you yet, I just pray that they would have a sense of calm and peace, and that they would understand eventually that that's because of your presence in our midst, because there are so many strong, faithful believers. But, Lord, we do pray for those who are sick, and we pray for our hospitals, and we pray that you would lift them up and encourage them. We pray for our churches that they would grow strong as they always have in history. Whenever times have become bleak, your church has grown strong. And so we just pray that you would minister with the power of your Spirit, and we just thank you for your peace and your presence in the midst of every storm. We love you, Jesus, and it's in your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Jeff Knoll from Grace Heartland Church. Thanks for what you do and who you represent.
My pleasure.
We are Quixie 98.3.